stuff. So there's not a long Shibbot to the Elize, to the Al-Khay, to the Ish. So, and he had his soul in some place. Whether to one or to three, only the space of the other is Echot at the same time. So the Kulam Yichlu is Nachas Abayim. So the Nizek is the Bamidiyah, the Balkhim is given from Beiris, and the Isha is given from the Lord. Was the Achad, was the Kodos, he sold the Sodom, he was wondering for his death. Kulam gave him Nach. Kulam gave him Nach. Now let's see the Bible. Nochom Reach, and he was in the Yena. In other words, Nish, because in case we show him, it's out of Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, the custom was, that he used to like, Nish show the Yena was. But except for Yerushalayim, so he didn't write the show. He only wrote the date, our beast, days beast, some melee, if let's say he sold all the subjects and our beast, even though one might have been in the morning, the other one might have been in the afternoon, but since we don't write choice, so it's, so the key is the same by it. So it's considered like Masai. Anyway, so but suppose it is that we shock way, let's see the Rashi. Nikhuzal Mikuches in Amechi, and we shall walk a hideous sleep on his. The Kayar Bayanis, he shall be Sahi. The Kayar Boy is actually in Achei, that people shock to Kamoy hideous. Ubeinenes, motzo mishkor yalu kuches. Nuzokin u balchei, eight of the boy. Yom aloch inachku lochomokin mibusmen. Utnam yisach esdipi, eim ipoi mechosim yishibodi, vimokin chilei shnechei. Vapilu ahim ziboy. Yichizokin hame tvei kamoye, ishtaya ziboy ez nechei. Vapo pidu hoto vizdavne, kosabas rastu. In other words, so there is a takore. Mishnah Zot mentions, and if Roy in the Hosin, you should go in the Mokin to use the Hosin Hill. Even, so in other words, let's say, a Balchay has a right to be gave a compliment. So Bamed Romamuri, if let's say, the business is in the possession of the rape, so then, the rape has to pay in the rebellion. And you cannot say, I am a Ziboyas group, you collect from Ziboyas. But suppose the Rebbe sold the Bailiness to the Keach, and the Ziboyas remained in the Rebbe's possession, so then when the Malchit comes to the Keach and says, I can't find anything, any son of Bailiness to which I'm entitled in the possession of the Rebbe, because he sold the business deal to you, so I'm going to collect from you. So that comes Chachamim was, no. The employee Mechosim Yishabodi Bimokei Sheyeish Mechosim Yechim. Now, so it's only Takores Chachamim, but when I say he could be gained from the Mechosim Yishabodi, the business, even though the Rebbe has a sort of has a sort of Ziboyas, even though the Rebbe has a sort of Ziboyas, he still could be gay. He still could be gay. Now the question is, you know, in Chemes, you know, Mavaska says that this out, that one cannot be given from the Rikeya, even if he has an opportunity to avail himself from the Rebbe himself. Why? Because this halacha, that one, that an abrogee can be given from mikuches, that's like a surety ship. It's like an oren. Because nirsin dinshin albin, after all the keach, has no personal indebtedness, but if the Rebbe was a personal indebtedness, but the keach does not have any personal indebtedness, there is no chinagur between the Rikeach and the Baal. there is a Shimon Aruch, a personal indebtedness. Shibudim between the Lev and the Malveh, not between the Mekeah from the Lev and the Malveh. So two Shibudim Reis. We pass the Shibudim Reis. But that's only like Yeshua Tishim. Nichsin Din Shin Avin. And in Freud and Oret, he's able to be Nifra from the Lev itself. So why do we have to resort? Why do we have to resort to a special taponic of employing the Chosin Shibodi, the walking change to Chosin Yachayli, because of the name of, even at the highest level, he should not be able to collect from the Rituchens, if he is able to collect from the Abdibor himself. Because from the Rituchens, when he's gave it, it's like being gave it from an Oren. The answer is true. One is cannot collect from the Oren if he is able to avail himself by collecting from the Abdibor himself. But that's only if he can collect from the Abdibor himself. That kind of field to which is entitled. A Balchid is entitled. A Balchid is entitled to Yigyes. I'm sorry, Balchid is entitled to Beirut. And Yizek, if the Abdi happens to be Yizek, he's entitled to collect from Yigyes. So then it is true. Suppose the Rebbe and the Abdibor, who is the Mazik, let's say the Rebbe, the same person who is a Rebbe, who owes money to a Malveh, owes money to a Yizek. Suppose he had two Sodei Yigyes, and he had two Sodei Beirut, and then one Sodei Yigyes and one Sodei Beirut, he sold to a Rebbe, and another Sodei Yigyes and another Sodei Beirut, he kept for himself. And then the Mizek comes, and he wants to be with Geve, the Sodiyyas from Rekeach, and the Malveh comes, he wants to be Geve, the Sodiyyas from Rekeach. But the Reve, the Mazik, left one Sodiyyas for himself in his possession, and one Sodiyyas. So then, on the highest level, the Rekeach could tell the Mazik, the Reve, if you cannot collect from me, I am like an Oren, Nirsi Nishin Arvindeh. But you cannot collect from the Oren unless you try your remedy with the Abdibor himself. And you throw in Oren. That's an Israel. Mashiach in the case where the Rebbe, the Mazi, sold all the Sodis Yigyes. And he sold all the Sodis Yigyes. And he only left in his possession the Sodis Yigyes. And then the Nizek and the Leve, I'm sorry, the Malveh, come and we want to collect from the Ikea. So on the highest level, he certainly would be entitled to collect. Because he cannot say, I am like an Oren, because I have no personal indebtedness. I have no personal indebtedness. My Meicher, who is the Mazik, or my Meicher, who is the Rebbe, he has the personal indebtedness, he has the Shibud Aguruch. And Mimele, you have to try your remedy with him. He can try his remedy with him, because if you try his remedy with the Rebbe himself, or with the Mazik, so he will not be able to collect that which is the title. Because the Rebbe, the Mazik, has only the Ziboyas field. The Ziboyah is filled in his possession. And a Mizek is entitled to Yigyes. The Rebbe, the Meicher, has only a Ziboyah is filled in his possession. And the Malveh is entitled to Beirut. So, on the highest level, he would be able to collect from the Beirut. But the special Takon is Chachomim, that even in the case where he cannot collect that kind of Sodeh to which he is entitled from the Rebbe himself, from the Mazik himself. but it can collect another soda, even the voyage. So still it cannot collect from public air. But in case where it's able to avail itself by collecting the right kind of soda from the body, from the lady, then we don't have to resort to a special nakone of employing the chosim shibodim of the kibbutzim. But then, on the highest level, he couldn't collect. Because nirsim din shin arvin day, that the Gemara in Chedah, that the Gemara in Mavaste, the Gemara in Mavaste mentioned that many times. All right. So, moch alech moshish in order to echot kuhn nechutat abayri. For the achazeh, kuhn gedim in ache. So there is a special dakone, that you shak like a moidiyas. Ubeinez, motzim yitchalu, halikuchas nizokim. Now, so this takone of the Yisroel Mechosim Shibodim Bafishim Mechosim Chayim implies not only that in a case where there is Mechosim Mechayim right now, so even though Mechosim Mechayim are just the bullies, so you cannot collect from the Mechosim idiots that is in the state of Mishabot, in the possession of Mishabot. Even if it's a case where all the Nechosim are in the state of Nechosim Shabbat. Let's say the Leve, the Mazik, sold all the Nechosim to Mishabot. And he has no Nechosim left. Nothing at all. No Nechosim left. But one Sunday he sold first, one Sunday he sold on Sunday, the other Sunday he sold on Monday, the third Sunday he sold on Tuesday. So that now it's Wednesday. So all of the chosim are the chosim shabbat. So when the galgo is such a case, so the mizeh can go to the rukeach who sold to rukeach who sold the who bought the sodi, yes, and collect from him. And that the Rukeach shouldn't say, "Ein Yisroel Mechosim Mishabot Mechiyah Mechiyah," because all the Sodi is on Mechosim Mishabot. The Mazik has no Sodi left in his possession. The answer is, so that Chodesh Chachomim was that as long as there is a Sodi that became, that passed from the state of Mechosim Mechiyah to a state of Mechosim Mishabot later, so then he cannot collect from his soda that passed from the state of the Chosin Echidim to the state of the Chosin early. So if let's say the Rebbe, the Mazik, the husband, so he had three sodas. He had three sodas and then on Sunday the Rebbe, the Mazik, sold the Sodi Idias. They sold the Idias to the Rukeach. They sold the Idias to the Rukeach. And then on Monday, so he sold the Sodi Bailis to the Rukeach. And then on Tuesday, he sold the Sodi Zibulias to the Rukeach. Now on Wednesday, we all come to collect. So the Mizeh wants to collect from the Sodi Idias that was sold to the Rukeach on Sunday. So Rukeach can tell him, no, when I bought the Sodi Idias from my Meche on Sunday, I left with him in Beinus in the Boyes. So there was a time when the Sodi Idias was already in the Chosin Shabbatim and the Sodi Zeboyas was still in the Chosin Echelim. So the Halacha of the Chosin Shabbatim of the Echelim implies not only that if there is the Chosin Echelim in the time of the year, you cannot be given from the Chosin Shabbatim, even though the Chosin Shabbatim happens to be Idias and the Mizek is entitled to Idias. But even if the Chosin, even if the Amo of the Chosin Echelim, but if there is a Nechosim Necheri that was Nechosim Necheri for some time after the Idias was already Nechosim Shabbatim, So then he can say, he's actually a chacheres lidusman. That's that one. Nachher, nachher, we shall put a body in this room. Much more powerful is the job of a chacheres lidusman. The man nachher, come up with him, we come in Sakhaliki, we point the cousin to one of the children of the cousin. But here he is again. If the job of a chacheres lidusman, he stires good in the hill. The apple tree, the hood of his dabble, was a bastard. Was a bastard. Anyway, so Mocha Lechel is from Adam, who will live with our Bible. But that has an equal in Nach. So that means that even if the Achrei happens to be Zibonis, so it's a little bit of a reason, just to be David, from Zibonis. Anyway, the initial Sona. Anyway, the initial Sneva. So the Lord has a Tashi. Hey, Chadam. מוח ואיך עוד איך אדומה, מוח ואיך הוא זה שמאוד עוד איך עוד, כל מיני פסעד הבאים, אילו אינו בס אחז, חש ומצווי של כל מיני אחד מהיכול, הם דיבו, it wasn't actually בבס אחז מנס, but it was the same day, even though, once or they were sold, at 7 o'clock, the other one was sold at 11 o'clock, and the other one, the third one was sold at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it seems in case we show each other was right. So it's considered there. So even in the case, Mishlecha, he will be a Chavnai body. I'm the king of Zavayu, Mocha Lecha Miboye, so there it's Mamesh. At the same moment. So it goes without saying, without saying. So why does the vice have to tell us that? Elo, she can say, has it. So that means that if he saw that Mokeya, even if it was a chazek, let's say, one sod in sod on Sunday, the other sod in sod on Monday, the other sod in sod on Tuesday, it was a chazek, so it's still full of mitzvahs of a chazabai. And we cannot say, in Nachtu Chomotu, in this name, Uma Eish Neshoishis, the Lord of the Kash, Uma Eish Neshoishis, Kol Chad Echad, Omer, Yachtu Mokhi Dunenu, Hainana, Kol Chad Echad, Omer, Yachtu Mokhi Dunenu. All right, let's see the Kash. Anyway, here is Shikish Moshe, she is the Kash, she is the Kash, ניגע מיט צו פון פון אין באסע קען שטער פון אַז דו דו זאָל נעמען האב נאי קאָד צו זעלב פאר דיי קען אַ וואס נאי דער און וואס זאָל די דער די נאַכט פון האב נאָך קען אַן דער דיך צו דער דאַבאַל און צו מיין זעלב צו זעלב פאר דיי קען אַ וואס נאי דער דער דאָס איז נישט נאי because it's night is already the next day so there is the afternoon close to night that's what we are doing and what's the thing we have am de khis ta ka bay in hoy u de kam shtar ne di lo ka khis en khis ni shoy sel de shoy so me me de ki en skal de sin ba ne elo za hade di lo lo ni le ma hade ke ha ho di na ko ma ko mit ke ke de di ko e ba sa di boye so ni be di de sin lo ke let's say who be is the husband who owns the ksuba to his wife from the boss and then he was also a master. So the Nizek is Shimon, and he's also, Ruben is also a Levi, from Levi. So, and then, he sold the Torah Keah, and he sold the Torah Keah to Yehuda. So, he sold the Sode Ugyes on Sunday to Yehuda, and the Sode Bainness on Monday to Yehuda, and the Sode Zibuyes on Tuesday to Yehuda. Then, they all come. So he says, "Kumam nichnasu tachat habayit." So that means the nizek shimer. So he collects from the Sode Ugyes that was sold to Yehuda on Tuesday. But why shouldn't he be able to say? Why shouldn't Yehuda be able to say to shimer the nizek when I bought this Sode Ugyes on Sunday? So the Sode Ugyes and the Ugyes were still left in the possession of Ruben. So the Sode Ugyes was the first one to become in the Chosim Shabbat. So the mayor in Nachtu Lachmot and Mikvus in Emel. Then the Gemara Skash, and the Chazed, the woman in Emel, Kei Achevot, in Nachtu Lachmot and Mikvus, Kei Echad in Mikvus, Kei Kuvan, Basar Zibonyes. So even the Nizek, Shimen, and Levi, the Malchei, should be forced to collect from Zibonyes, because the son of Zibuyes was only sold less on Tuesday. body the belly, or can I ask Sion, in Shabakahit Gizbachay, in Nikol and Mimates after Gizinay, the Mimates Lebazamid. So, in other words, the big license weapons in game, where he sold the services from Yeskinude and something. If he saw this, he saw the Ziboyes to Yehuda on Sunday, then he saw the Bayonets to Yehuda on Monday, then he saw the Yehuda on Tuesday to Yehuda. Some melee, he cannot say when Yehuda comes, when Shimon comes to Yehuda, and he wants to collect, Yehuda cannot tell him, he knocked off mocking in this memory. On the contrary, because the Sunday that he left in the possession of the Meir was after the Igyes. The Igyes was the last one. Now, what does it mean? So it means if there is Takone, Chachomim or Misaki, and if all the Chosim Shabbat, the Mokim Shabbat, the Chosim Shabbat, and as we pointed out at the beginning, that this Takone carries application to a case where on the ISO level he will be able to collect. In other words, when the Mazik does not have any the proper subject to which the Abudin is entitled in his possession. So then Mitzad the Aloche of Nixin Nichin Arvin in one more of Trimo. So he could be gave it. From the because the Rebbe, who is the principal Abudi, so he doesn't have the Sode to which the Rebbe is the principal Abigo, he doesn't have the Sode to which the Abudi is entitled to collect from. So, but there is a special takone. So the takone implies not only in the Sode. Is if there is a Sode that is presently the Chosim Lefeve, where even if all the Sode is on the Chosim Shebodim, but if there is a Sode that became the Chosim Shebodim less, so we cannot collect from the Sode that became a Chosim Shebodim first, as long as there is a Sode that became the Chosim Shebodim later. So what's the pshat of the takone? So in other words, with the raise, there is a shibut. The shibut remains, attaches to the sode, even if it is in the possession of the rebuchas. And even though, the raven, the mizek, still has a certain sode in his possession, as long as he does not have the proper Sode in his possession to reach the Abudim is entitled to collect. But the Chachamim on the Sake, that if there is a Chosim Mechirim, so then the Shibud is Poka from the Chosim Mishabodim. And if there is a Chosim Mechirim that became Mishabodim later on, so the Shibud is Poka from the Chosim Mishabodim. They became the Chosim Shebodim first. So it's what? So the melee in the case of the Lot Achid Yisbachay, no? So we should say, if, let's say, Ruben sold the Sode Zibulis on Sunday to him, and the Sode Beinus on Monday to him, and the Sode Igor on Tuesday to him, so at the time when he sold on Sunday, when Ruben sold The Sode is glorious to the Rude. So then, the Shibut was Poka from the Sode is glorious, because that was the first one to become the Chosim Shebodim. Then on Monday, when the Rude is sold, the Sode is also the Rude. So the Shibut was Poka from the Sode Bainus. And everything remained, the Shibut remained, and the Sodeigas. And the Sodeigas. Then, on Tuesday, when that is Rubin's last Sodeigas, no Sodeigas left. When on Tuesday, Rubin sells his last Sode, which is the Sode Nikes, to Yehuda, so the Shiva cannot be bought, because there is no Sode left in the possession of Ruben. So the Meiler, the Mogas Kashi, is the Mogas Kashi, is the Mogas because on the basis of the Nakonim, so the Shibut was poka from the Sodeids that became the Chosim Shibodim first, and the Shibut remained only on the Sodeid that became the Chosim Shibodim less. So everybody should be entitled to collect from the Sodeid. Even the Tzuma Zisho should be entitled to collect from the Sode, Iges, Yoche, Lenzikul, and Lumen. So in our meeting, she is Shabbat Ashrevi, he brings out Lucas, he would now she put on a well. You see how Rashi emphasized. Because that is the essence of the Lakonis Kahoni. If there is a Nechosi in the Chaylin left, so the Shibud is spoken from the Sode, from the Sode that is already in the state of the Chosim Shabbat. The Sode Yivyas happens to be the last Sode. So all the Shibudim, by the Isho, by the Malve, by the Nizek, has to concentrate upon the Sode that was so blessed, that was the last Sode that became the Chosim Shabbat. So everybody should be entitled to collect from the Sodeides. We are Yiddish and Shalom Ashtinah with our Yiddish and Shalom. So now we are not in the Kerem. We should be able to Ishas Tisu, Shakris, Yidin Haichel, Shakris, Loi, Adal, Yishtov, and 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 when Shimon says, when the Mokaskashi was, when the Isha comes, Yochel and Sikul and the Media, when the wife of Ruben, the divorced wife of Ruben, comes to collect, so why does the wife say that the Mokia can pay with the service that you would report from Ruben? On Sunday, no, the Isha should have a right to say to Yehuda, listen, I am entitled to collect from the Indians the Sode that you bought from the Ruben on Tuesday. Because when my husband, my former husband, sold the Sode to you on Sunday, the Sode of the Bukhias that you not to give me. So at that time, the Sode Yidyes was still Mechaylin. So the Shibut was spoken from this Sode that you want to give me. And it was how? And the Sode Yidyes. So let me collect from the Sode Yidyes, the Sode that became the Chosim Shibodim. Less on Tuesday.
So, Yidyes can say to the Isha,
listen, you collect from the Sode Shibut. The Sode that I bought from Ruben, from the former husband of Sode. Because if you give me a difficult time, you know what I'll do? I'll give back the staff. I'll give back the staff of the Sode Zibulis that I bought on Sunday. So I'll give it back to your former husband. Then you'll be forced. To collect from that Sode. Because once I give back the Sode Zibulis to your former husband, so then the Sode Zibulis will again be in the Chosim Mechaylin. So Mele, don't give me this little time, don't argue with me. Because if you argue with me, I am going to return the shtas of the Sode Zibulis to your former husband, to Ruben, and then the Sode Zibulis will be the Chosim Mechaylin. You won't be able to collect from the Sode Zibulis that I bought on Monday, or from the Sode Yidyes that I bought on Tuesday. But the question is, let the woman say to Yehuda, don't threaten me. You want to give back the shtar? Go ahead. and then I'll be forced to collect from the Soviet Union. But right now it's your possession, don't threaten. I'm not afraid of your threat. So that means, it means, Lefiseda. Why can't she say Lefiseda? Why she don't have the understanding, the intelligence of telling that to Yehude? So she cannot say Lefiseda. She cannot say Lefiseda. So, what does Rashi say? So what Rashi say? Now, all right. So let's see what he says. Pinsa says, points out, I mean Rashi says it, but Rashi says it on the day. So, Avogadro, Avogadro, so how can you say to the Isha, don't demand the idiots from me, because if you will not remain quiet, so then I'm going to return back the Sodisibulias to your former husband, and then you'll be forced. So because of that, because he has the alternative, he has the potential to force her to take the boys. He wants to force her to take the boys right now. What kind of law is that? So the Isha is not at liberty to say to Yehuda, don't threaten me. You want to return back the Shtar Zeboyes? The Shtar Zeboyes to Ruben, to my former husband? Go ahead! But until you do it, I'm going to die. I'm very quick in my action. I'm going to bend, and then I'll make sure that before you have an opportunity to return the Shtar Zeboyes, so I'll collect while it's in your possession. Why should you be able to say that? If you say that, once you do it, then you'll be able to force me to collect from the board. But until then, don't argue with me. I'm entitled to collect from disobedience, because the shibut so far was poka from the other side. Because the Soviet was the last one to be calm in the Chosim Shabbat. So, the Holo came in Matzah, we want to say. That's Ashishi. Kibu Sheima, Yakim. Why? Because she cannot say, really say that. Because the Yehuda can say to the Isha, there is a Loche, Mamocha, Vishim, Vishim, that's one of the schusim that the Rukeach requires. When Yehuda bought the field, buys the field from Ruvain, so, and on the field there might be certain liens, certain encumbrances, but he buys it as it is, subject to all the encumbrances, subject to all the liens. But he also assumes he stands in the shoes of the maid. Whatever rights the maid would have had in case of a litigation with the Isha, so he also has those rights. So suppose the woman would come to the former husband. And this son of Zeboyes will be in the possession of the former husband, together with the two other sons. That's the origin. Before we sold any of the sons. For some reason, so the Melchay and Ruben decided to sell the son of Zeboyes on Sunday to you, the son of Zeboyes on Monday to you, the son of Zeboyes on Tuesday to you. But let's say, suppose, The divorced wife would have come to her former husband the previous week, let's say last Thursday. Now it's already Wednesday, but suppose she would have come last Thursday before he started to sell his objects. Then the Isha wouldn't say to her former husband, I like idiots, you get this on idiots, why should you do this? He could say, I'm not forced, I'm not afraid to give you this. I can give you the voice. So, the Mechir had the right while all the subjects were in his possession, to give the Isha all his body. Now, he bought all the subjects that the Maitreya had a week before. So, and there is a loche of Mamoch Avishan Isha'i, called Schools Shetobin Yode. There is a loche of Mamoch Avishan Isha'i, called Schools Shetobin Yode. So, he acquires all the schools. He acquires all the encumbrances of his Maitreya. All the, and what he also acquires, all the schools, all the benefits of the Meir. Whatever schools the Meir had, the Rikeach also had. So the Meir had the Rikeach, Yehuda, can say to the Isha, I am not in any inferior position than, at any more disadvantageous position than my Meir. Suppose, instead of coming to me now, you would have come to my Meicher a week before, when my Meicher had the three Sundays that I have now. Would you be able to collect from me? Yes, no. Your husband would be able to tell you, you take the veil, the movies, whether you like it or not. So, I send these shoes. Just imagine that you are talking to my Meicher. And I send the shoes of my Meicher. If you had come a week before, when my Meicher had the three servants that I have now, then my Meicher would be able to pay you the tribute. I have his rights, I stand in his shoes, and I also want to pay you the tribute. So it's based upon the halacha of Mamoch Avishan Isha'i, so that seems to be a very simple halacha. But the question is, why does the Gemara have to say Ishaskisu, 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 Ishaskisu? In other words, why do they have to mention that he had the alternative of giving back the Shtar Zeboyos? He shouldn't even have recourse to that. He should simply say Ma'amocha Rishem Yisemi Paul Shum Shetobel Yod. I stand in the shoes of my Meir. I have all the rights, all the vested rights that my Meicher, suppose that my Meicher had a week ago, when he had all the three sodas that he sold to me in the course of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday. But a week ago Wednesday, Thursday, last Thursday, my Meicher had the three sodas that I have now. So if you had come to him last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday, when my Meicher had the possession of all the three subjects, so then you couldn't force him to pay you the yes, even though your former husband had the yes, you would have to take the yes from him, whether you like it or not. So now too, take the yes from him. I have all the rights of my Meicher. Why does the more have to resolve to Ishaskes, Ishaskes to my Meicher? The answer is, without the fact, if not for the fact that it's still the object of the Rikeya to restore back to the same position that the Meicher was originally, so then he wouldn't be able to say, we wouldn't be able to apply the halacha of Mamoch Avishan Isha'i Kosmosh. Because it's true, there is a halacha of Mamoch Avishan Isha'i that the Rikeach requires all the schusim of the Meir, all the vested rights of the Meir. But the question is, the Meir, does the Rikeach require all the vested rights of the Meir that the Meir had a year ago? Does the Rikeach require all the vested rights that the Meir had 10 years ago? Or does the Meir acquire all the vested rights that the Meir had a minute before he solved the sudden question? It is true. If, let's say, the Isha had come to Reuven, to her former husband, a week ago Wednesday, before Reuven sold any of his sons to you, so then the Meicher had the vested right to tell the Isha, I'm going to pay you the bills. But suppose, now this Meicher, on Sunday morning, he decided to sell is to sell the Sode Zibbons to you. And Monday morning he decided to sell the Sode Benes to you. And Tuesday morning he decided to sell the Sode Idies to you. Suppose Misha would have come Monday afternoon to the husband. Nothing we give on Wednesday. But suppose Misha would have come to her former husband Monday afternoon, after the Sode Ziboyes and the Sode Benes had been sold to you. But the Sode Idies on Monday afternoon was still the possession of Reuven, and she would come Monday afternoon to the day, and she would say to her former husband, "You divorced me, you have to pay me the tzuvah. Now, you have to pay me the tzuvah." So, and the husband would say, "Well, you are entitled to the divorce, so why don't you go to Reuven?" So then Misha would say to her former husband, "At this moment, you don't have the vested right to pay me the tzuvah. Now you have only one obligation, to pay me the sode that you have, and that is it." So that means that while we kick off the benefit of Yehud, Reuven had the vested right to force his former wife to take the sode Ziboyes, but a minute before he sold the Sode Idies, he did not have the vested right. If the Misha had come to Reuven early Tuesday morning, before he sold the Sode Idies to Yehuda, and then the Misha would demand the Sode Idies from Reuven, Reuven would be forced to pay with the Sode Idies. So mainly, if not for the fact that it's the Yodei of the Rikeach to restore back to put Reuven back into his original shoes, so then we put the pride aloche of Mamoch Avishal Shemitov Sushitov Yodei. Because Mamoch Avishal Shemitov Sushitov Yodei does not imply that the Rikeach acquires all the vested rights that the Mecher had at any one time, that the Mecher had 10 years ago. The aloche of Mamoch Avishal Shemitov Sushitov Yodei implies that the Rikeach stands in the shoes of the Mecher and has all the rights that the Mecher had a minute before he sold the Sode. Like, he sold the Sode at 8 o'clock in the morning. So Mamoch, on Tuesday, the Sode Idies, so Mamoch, if not for the fact that it's Yodei to put back Reuven into his original shoes, so then we say that Yehuda has to pay the Tzuvasisho from Idies. Why? Because the Sode Idies was sold to Yehuda at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. But at 7:59, 1 minute before the Sode Idies was sold to Yehuda, if the Isha would have demanded Idies from her husband, he would be forced to pay with Idies. Because at 7:59, the Idies was the only Sode that was still the Chayli. So true that last week, before we started to sell any of the Sodeis, so then the Mecher had the right to pay with the Boyes. But Mamoch Avishal Shemitov Sushitov Yodei does not imply that the Rikeach stands in the shoes of the Mecher. Of the Mecher, the Mecher was standing, let's say, 10 years before. Mamoch Avishal Shemitov Sushitov Yodei implies that he stands in the shoes in which the Mecher was standing a minute before he sold the Sode in question. The Sode Idies was sold at 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. So at 7:59 the Isha had come to the husband, to Reuven, then Reuven would be forced to pay with the Idies. So how can we say Mamoch Avishal Shemitov Sushitov Yodei? Only because it's the Yodei to put
the Meichiyah back into the original Jews. Because of that, we have find Aloche of Mamoch HaMishim Sheini called Schushet Amorim. Alright. So that means that the Aloche of Mashastis, the Aloche of Mashastis vis-a-vis Surasishim, and that means where it's not Mafti Akeo. So, what does it mean not Mafti Akeo?
natural vested with his, with the Meichel's natural original vested right. The original vested right of the husband was to pay the Isha with Zibor. That was his natural original vested right. But on account of the fact that he started to sell his surveys, so that original vested right was pokar from him. So without the biotic, the potential of putting the Meichel back into his original shoes, so we couldn't apply the aloha of Mamoche Rishon Sheva Shogadei. But because of his ability, the Mikedach's ability, to pull the Meichel back into his original shoes, by restoring back the Sodes and Bodes to the Meichel, so because of that, we apply the aloha of Mamoche Rishon Sheva from Schum Shetopen Yodei, and the Mikeach acquires the schusim that the Meicher originally had, even though he did not have that schus a minute before he sold the sodim question. So that's why we have to resort to the biyodik of restoring the sodim zibuyas back to the Meicher, because of biyodik. To restore the Sodin Zibuyas back to the Meicher, the Likeach acquires the original vested rights of the Meicher. But it's not on the basis of the vested rights of the Meicher that the Meicher possessed 1 minute before he sold the Sodin Zibuyas in question, before he sold, I'm sorry, the Sodin Idias. That's in regard to Tzvasish. But that's what we don't say. Goyim, my darling, is telling the voice of Michael and Shakti, so who can be the voice? In Hoche, in Zokin, Ame, in Hoche. Now let's see the Rashi. I voice in each country, so why does the Christ say that Kulam is not seen that as a wife? That means that the Isha has to take the voice. And the Nizek has to take it, is entitled to collect Indians. Why should the Nizek be entitled to collect Indians? Let Yehuda be able to say to the Nizek, let's say Shimon is the Nizek. Let Yehuda say to Shimon, Ishaskes, listen, let's make a deal. Ishaskes, if you will not be so tough and so stubborn, so then you benefit from it. We'll make a settlement. Actually, you are entitled. It's a, from the point of view of street justice, you are entitled to collect from this. The Tzuma Sisho is not entitled, from the point of view of street justice, to collect from this. Even though the biggest field was the last field that became the Chosin Shebodi, so we should say, on the basis of the employees of the Nachmir Chomot and Midrisimem, that even the Isha should collect from the Higes, but the Likeach Yehuda, because of his abilities, because of his potential, to put the Meicher back into his original shoes, so mainly he acquires all the vested rights that his Meicher had originally, even though his Meicher did not have it early Tuesday morning, but he had it all the time until he decided to sell his son to you. But as far as the music is concerned, so he's a the Meicher never had original right to pay with the boys. But Yehuda should still be able to say to the Meicher, you have to make a settlement. it's, you have to make a settlement with me. Because if you are stubborn and you refuse to make a settlement with me, you know what I'll do? So what is the settlement that he's proposing? Actually, I have a way to undermine you completely. I can return the Soviet bullies to my neighbor, then the Soviet bullies will again be in the hospital, and then you'll be forced to collect from the bullies. You don't like them. Of course, you would like the ideas, but you would like it more if you hold a process, you can collect from the bullies. I'm against bullies, I mean, you're ashamed to collect from the bullies. You would prefer to collect from the bullies. But if you are going to be stubborn, I have a way to force you to collect from the bullies. So why don't you compromise with me? And you agree to take from the bullies. So we'll both benefit. Now, finally, he wants to make a settlement with our wife. As long as he can get the consent of the Mise for a settlement, fine, who objects? Suppose he can get the consent of the Mise, that the Mise should be made for him completely. Oh, no one will object that either. So, the Gemara is telling us of practical proposals. Of course, there's an indefinite number of practical proposals that we make. But who is interested in practical proposals? We are interested in the deed. So what kind of a time is it? You all have been zoking amenim. Now let's see the Rashi. You won't enjoy it. If you refuse to make a settlement and take bailiffs, it means, in other words, from the point of view of strict justice, he's entitled to take it. And he's entitled to take it. And we cannot apply the principle of Mamochavishan Shinikos Kushtolyami. Because even on the basis of Ishaskes, so we can always apply the principle of Mamochavishan Shinikos Kushtolyami in the original vested right of the Mecher was to pay with the field less than this. But vis-a-vis Mizikin, so the original vested right of the Mizik, of the original vested right of the Mazi was to pay Davki with Idias. But he's asking for, he's proposing a settlement. If he is to make an escape, we will not run in, story is worth more, it is to the Buddhist Balko, but my way, Idias. So in other words, so we have to say that the vices reference the case, when the vices reference the case, where the Rubei, the Rebbe, the Mazi, the former husband of the divorced wife, so he sold the Sodeis in his lifetime to Yehuda. And on Sunday, he sold the Sodeis Bogeis, and on Monday, he sold the Sodeis. So he sold the Sodeis business, and on Tuesday, he sold the Sodeis. But then, after he sold on the Sodeis, so all of a sudden, he died. Now it's the ocean. So the Melech, he cannot, it's not the order to return back the shtar, the boyes, and put the Yoshi, and put the Yoshi into the original position that their father had, because without the Yaskin when he stopped it. So even if you return the shtar, the boyes, and more, so the children of Kubei will not be put in the same shoes that the father in which the father was standing before, in his lifetime, before he started to dispose of all his other. So that's why Die Griechen sind ja keine Kinesien und die Bereuen, die tausend ersten Papier und die Staaten. Zwar haben die Griechen mal so einen Charakter gehabt und die ersten Schöne Charakter haben die Stabilität. Und auch, bevor ich mir so, wir viel Charakter mehr noch. Er war nicht, aber mit einem Meinung haben wir von uns was zu erzählen. Da kam die Idee. Am noch mal, da kam doch nicht, aber ich bin Robbe, die Oma, Robbe, vor allem immer die Erste, da kann ich kein so Schöne, weil ich so kein Rabunne, da war Rabunne, ich habe nicht, ich bin mit Bayro, in dem Sinne ist, wenn ich, da war es in Rasch. Habe die Loche vor euch in Soki, wo ich vor euch in Balcheli, die Meile immer weg. Ich sagte, sie wurde es toll, die wollen mal die Grüne Storm und Morde, die Stimme nehmen, was auch mal ein. Heile Stärke, don't threaten me. You return the Stahl, sie wurde es. So in other words, in 4000 Balcheli, don't take from Venus, because if you insist upon Venus, you know what I'll do. I will return the Stasi Boyes to my Meche, Kvanechia, and then you'll be forced to collect the Boyes. So then, the Balkhid can tell him, all right, why are you threatening me now? And once you do it, fine. But I want to collect from you Boyes before you even manage to return the Stasi Boyes to the Messi. In other words, he cannot propose. He has no inducement to supply it. Think about him, he is not ready to give away. He has an interesting thing, because in case the position to make the position of Mise in worse, Mashaim to Balkhayim, he cannot make the position of the Mise to be worse. He wants the Mise, he wants the Balkhayim to take the bonus, and suppose he refuses. So then, by restoring back the son of the boys to the Meichaya, then it will be forced. So you can tell me what I said that. Once you do it, but right now I insist upon Venus. That's my life. Because what the Alish of Tarsia, the Ashtanabe, the boys, composed the meat for it. And we'll talk a little bit more, and we'll see good you. And we'll have a little bit of ich bin doch mit keinem Meinung, und habe noch nicht von der Regierung, ich kann die Leute, ja, aber was ich auch nicht habe, schaffe ich die Meinung, ja, mal Robbe, ich sage, so ist, mein Kind, so, aber ich muss ja mal Robbe, halte ich unter Achille, ich habe viele, das sind alle, im Sinne von Schroff, in der Eise, noch, ich bin da kaum zu bedienen, die Jungen sagt, im Sinne, mein Sioda, Kino, wir haben im Sinne von Schroff, Tachas, mein Sioda, weil ich da kaum zu, nur mich, na, so, das muss ich, da habe ich was schon nicht, so, aber du, so, ein Kontext, rasch ich, and that's the issue she did. Yeah, the Shemi Machet. But according to Rashi and the Tesis, there are two types of Ishaskis. There is one type of Ishaskis vis-à-vis Tzuresh. That's not by way of the forced settlement. And then there's another type of Ishaskis that is by way of the forced settlement. Now, the general rule is that if two bandim, two litigants, come before the Bezdin, so then the Bezdin is required to exert pressure upon the two bandim, because they understand that they should be in Kabbalah and agree to each other. They are required to exert all the pressure in the world upon the litigants. Because in the Machmir Bidin, sometimes if the Psar Din is rendered on the basis of strict justice, so, a poor person might suffer, but in Rahman Medin, that's justice, that's Mishma. So, but without the Hesker, the consent of both parties, President has no right to impose a chore upon the Maldin, just because one Maldin happens to be a very poor person, and it will be a great hardship. But this is not weird, there is a pressure on the Baladim that they should be coming in the good of job. So what does it show me? It shows me like this, that the Baladim, let's say, Hubei, claims, let's say, $50,000 from Shiva. This doesn't even know what it means. It might be that Hubei is entitled to only $50,000. It might be that Hubei is not entitled to a penny. Or it might be that he's entitled to any sum between 50,000 and zero. the person doesn't know. But the person is mechuyev to prevail upon the day of the mitzvah that they should be mekabelim in pshat. What does it mean, pshat? Pshat means that they leave it to the discretion of the person. In case the person feels that in spite of the fact that our deal, Shimon should pay $50,000 to the bank, but it will be a great hardship upon Shimon. Shimon might be a very poor person who's promised to make a living. So if Bezdin will decide, even though on the basis of strict deal, he should pay $50,000 to the bank, but let him pay $25,000. Let him pay $30,000. Let him pay $25,000. So the Baladin agreed that in case it is Rabishmaya Gali that on the basis of strict deal, so Shimon is Mehuye to pay Ruvein $50,000, so Ruvein is now in Kabukinya and is Mecho $25 or $30 according to the Psak of this. And so there's the Kabbalistinian on the part of Ruben, that even if it's an idea, Shimon has to pay him $50,000, so he's making him a certain sum, in accordance with the discretion of Bezdin. And Shimon is also in Kabbalistinian. Shimon will tell you that if it's an idea, he doesn't have to pay one penny, but Bezdin feels it will be a hardship for Ruben not to get a penny. Sometimes there is a situation, he's bought that. Why is he bought that? Because it was a gom. It was mazi, out of gom. So, put up in the other hand, but still it's a big hardship if you won't have to pay him for the damages at all. So then, Shimon is also the Kabbalah that he kills out the deal, but Shimon doesn't have to pay a penny, but the person feels that it's only fair. It's only fair, he should pay something, $20,000. So Shimon is mischayev. The Kabbalistini can be mischayev. So that's the regular pshat to which we are accustomed, that the Bezdin in Torah passes today. But that pshat has to be based upon the consent of the parties, upon the chilen, and upon his chayev and so on. But then, there is no halacha of the fourth pshat. Suppose two Baladim, come to Bezdin and one of the Baladim is a very tough person and he says, I don't want Shore, I don't care. If I have to pay $1 million, then I'll pay. And if the other party has to pay $1 million, let him pay and not the penny less. Then Bezdin has to pass. No belief. So the making of Shore is based upon the Hesker of the Baladim. And it's based upon Kabbalistinian, Mechile, and the Ischailis and so on. But then, there are situations where Bezdin can force Baladim to make a second, to make a job, enforce a job. What are the situations? So that's a Braise in Seches Sanhedrin, I think it's a problem. The Braise says, Sedek, Tirei. Why does the Torah mention Sedek? Why is Chad Lidin, Chad Lidshore? What does it mean? Shnei Spines, even the Yam. And there is a very narrow passage through which to pass. Let's say there are two boats that have to pass through the Jabal. And both boats cannot pass through the same passage at the same time. And each captain, the captain of each boat, my boat has to pass through. I have to arrive earlier to you. And Yahweh says, no, I have to arrive early. So then the halacha is, so there is one tzedek with me and one tzedek with Shah. If, let's say, the circumstances are such that require one. That require one boat to pass through first. Let's say, suppose one boat is loaded with such valuable merchandise, and the other boat has no merchandise. So if the boat that is unloaded will wait, let's say, 6 hours, so there will be no hazard, no hazard caused to the owners of the merchandise. But if the loaded boat will be told to wait, so then we will sustain a very substantial loss. So then this details the captain who has the unloaded boat, you wait 6 hours, because you will not sustain such a loss if you wait 6 hours or 10 hours. For the other one, if you wait, if the captain of the loaded boat, achas tulo b'achashimto, so tavir tulo, kill them. So that's the. But suppose both are equally loaded. Both are equally unloaded. So then the deen cannot determine. What can the deen do? What should the deen do? The deen should say, we cast lots. And on the basis of that, we don't cast lots. We don't cast lots. So the captain in the owner had not his boat, so he decided to cast lots. But our Alpidin, casting lots, has no basis. So then Baloche says that the second point, that then Bezdin tells the two captains, now you will not reach any solution if you keep on arguing that which boat should pass first through the Gibraltar Strait. So you can argue for 10 years and neither boat will pass through. So you have to come to a settlement. Yes, so you say, I don't want any settlement. Each captain will say, I don't want any settlement. So the person will say, you don't want, whether you want it or not, if you can come to a settlement, fine. If not, we'll make a settlement. We'll tell you exactly what should be done. So in other words, there are certain situations where the deen cannot determine. So then, this has the right to impose a settlement upon the parties without their consent. Ordinarily, if the deen can pass them, even though according to the deen it might be a hardship upon one of the parties, all right, without their consent, Bezdin cannot force them to settle. But if the situation is such that the deen cannot decide, he cannot decide, as in the case of two boats, and both are equally loaded, or both boats are equally unloaded. So that's the second tzedek. In tzedek tzedek tzedek, the Bezdin, if they refuse to make a settlement voluntarily, then Bezdin imposes his settlement in the discretion of Bezdin. So now there's the tzedek sakosu. There are certain situations where Bezdin can force a pshat. That's not like the ordinary pshat that is decided upon ordinarily in the Torah today. There it's based upon Kabbalah's Kinyan, his Chayves, and Mechileh. But, so that's only where there can be Psak Din on the basis of Stig Din. But if the situation is such, there cannot be any solution on the basis of Stig Din, then Bezdin can impose forcefully upon the parties each other. So in other words, so this is one of the situations. The first ishaskes vis-a-vis Ksuvas Isho, that's based upon the schools of Mamo Chagishin Nisheini called Schushet Ovel Yodeh. The second ishaskes vis-a-vis Nizokin, so that's based upon the Aloche of Tzedek Tzedek Yodeh. Echad Udin Echad Udshon. So here too, since it's the Yodeh of the mitzvah. I mean, the nizek is the tebeah. The Yehudah don keach is the mitzvah. And the yodeh of the mitzvah, and is the yodeh of the mitzvah to put the nizek in such a position, so that he would force the nizek to take the goyes. He can force his settlement with the Nizek, and he can tell the Nizek,
Now, don't be stubborn. After all, I can force you to take the orders. All I have to do is to return the Stasi boys to my mayor. And in all probability, you'll agree. You'll agree. My mayor. So, because of that, he gets his schus to force a settlement, to impose a settlement upon the Mizek, that he should settle for them. So there is a basic distinction between the Ishaskes vis-a-vis Tzures Isho and the Ishaskes vis-a-vis Mizek. Even though the Gemara uses the same washing, but you find it in the Gemara many times, they're the same expression. So in one situation, it is expressive of one thing, and in another situation, the same expression, but it's expressive of another thing. Here too, that's an example. Vis-a-vis Tzuras Isho, where she is not mafkia keche of the Isho, because in final analysis, the Isho will collect from the Zeboyes, and that's her original right to collect only from the boys. So there it's based upon the aloche of Mamoch HaRishon Visheini called Sfushet HaBiyodim. So then you ask, why do we have to resort to Ishaskes? The answer is, without the biyode of putting the Becher back in his original shoes, so then we wouldn't apply the din of Mamoch HaRishon Visheini called Sfushet HaBiyodim. Because the minute before, the Sode Lidyes was sold to the Keach, so then the Mecher did not have the right to pay the Zeboyes. Then the Mecher's burden was to pay it after Lidyes. But by virtue of the fact that it's the order of the Keach to put the Mecher back into his original shoes, so the Keach stands in the original shoes of the Mecher. So that's not by way of the first step. So he's not mechuyev to supply an inducement, if anything, to the issue. Masheinke, vis-a-vis Mizek, so there we cannot apply the principle of Mamo Chavish Mishim Kosfushim Yoge. Because Mamo Chavish Mishim Kosfushim Yoge don't imply that he acquires the original vested rights of his mechuyev. So, the Mecher never originally had the right to pay Zeboyes or even Beinus to a Mizek, but it's another deal, it's another type of Ishaskes, by way of the four settlement, and it's based upon the Zosakosu of Tzedek Tzedek's Tirdei, Achat Ledi, Vachat Lubshot. If it is by way of the four settlement, so, if one Baldini is not entitled to force a settlement, and upon the other, unless it is a settlement to the Mizek, what kind of a settlement is it? It's not a settlement. Settlement means that each one gives up something. So he tells the Mizek, Kia tells the Mizek, I'll give up something, and you give up something. I'll give up something, because I have an opportunity, I have the alternative to restore my Mecher to the original Jews. And then I wouldn't even have to give you business, I wouldn't have to give you nothing. So he gives up something. And the Mizek also gives up something, because he has a right to collect from the Indians, and he gives up the right to collect from the Indians, and he is willing to accept business. So in other words, so it's a settlement. It's like a contract. It's a settlement. So in other words, but if it's a new settlement, then it should require the consent of both parties. And here, it doesn't take the consent of both parties, but there are certain situations where one Baldin is able to force a chore upon the other Baldin. But if it's by way of a chore means that each party gives up something. So that's the other Ishaskes. So vis-a-vis Tzuras Isho, the Ishaskes is not by way of the foresight. Vis-a-vis Balchei, vis-à-vis Nabokov, vis-à-vis Nizikin. So it's the Shaskes is by way of the Joseph, and vis-à-vis Balchei. So there is neither the schus of the Shaskes that is based upon Momoch and Shinshin Kosuch of the Nodei, nor by way of the four settlement, because if he gives up something, so then he is not in a position to give supply benefit to the Balchei, because the Balchei's right is blameless, and if he returns the Shtazibuyas back to the Mechaya, he will still be able to collect from Saul. So in other words, so of course if he returns, then he'll be forced to take Zibuyas. But since right now he's not offering him any inducement, any benefit, so maybe we can say what he said now. That's the pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi and this. However, now let's see the halacha of the Shaskes in other Levon. So now it's according to Rashi and according to Tesis. So there are two Ishaskes. One Ishaskes is applied only vis-à-vis Tzuresif. And that's based upon the aloche of Mamocha Vishnisheni called Shushet Abedin. But why do we have to resolve the Ishaskes? The answer is two originally the Mecher had the right to keep. But in this particular case of Lotachim is Bahrain, where the Sodiqis was sold to the Ikeach on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, so 1 minute before 8 on Tuesday morning, the Mechah did not have that vested right. So, if not for the fact that it's the Yode to put the Mechah back into his original shoes, so then we couldn't apply the aloche of Mamlecha Rishon Shem Kuzudari. But on account of the fact that the Rikeach is able to put the Mecha back into his original shoes, so in Mele we apply the aloche of Mamlecha Rishon Shem Kuzudari, and the Rikeach acquires all the rights that the Mecha originally had. But that can only be applied towards the Tzuresisho. Not towards Enizek, because even originally the Mecher still was required to give the Mecher the Mazik was originally required to give the Nizek Eniz. So there he can force, so the Rikeach can impose a settlement against the consent of the Nizek, the Mikeach from the Mazik can force a pshore upon the Nizek. That the Nizek should, whether he likes it or not, the Cholapoches, take from Beis and not from Ibis. That's the other Rishaskes. And that's based upon the Aloche of Tzenek Tzenek Tirdi, Achad Eidim Vachad Pshor. Masha'im Kim, the Amene Vishayim, who's Nizek, the Amene Vishayim, who are Heir. And this, so according to Rashi in Tehisves, when Gemara says Yochev Nizokim Amin Yochev, so Gemara means only Nizokim, Malchim not, and these are Nizokim Amin Yochev, and the Mekeach should be able to force the Mizek to take from the Beis, not that he should force the Mizek to take from the Beis. However, yes, many Rishayim Wachim can Rashi in Tehisves, and they say that when the Gemara says Yochev Nizokim Amin Yochev, that the Rikeach Yehuda should be able to tell the Nizek, you take the boys, and you should tell the Malchim also, you take the boys, without supplying him benefit. Why? It's not my way of divorcing, but it's again on the basis of the principle of Mamocha Vishen Shin Kosu Shabbat.
So how can we, on the basis of Mamocha Ishim, Shemi, Koshusha, Tobin Yode, have the right to force the Nizek to take the boys? Why? Because since it's Yode to put his Mecher into the position that the Mecher will be able to force the Nizek to take the boys, so maybe it's considered if the Mecher has already that right. In other words, my Ishaskes, according to this Mishani, implies that since it's Biyode of the Rikeach to invest his Mecher with the right to force the Nizek to take the boys, so it means that potential the Mecher of that Rikeach has a right, potential, not actual. In other words, potential, the Mecher has invested right. I mean, you can consider it as in contradiction terms. I mean, vested ordinarily means that he has it actual, but potential, Ishaskes implies that potential, Ruven, potential has invested right to pay the Rikeach, inside, to pay the Nizek, with the boy, potential, not actual. So since potential, Ruven has a right to pay the Rikeach, to pay the Nizek with the boys, so maybe the Rikeach acquires the same. It's a big chiddush. So according to these Rishonim, there are no two types of Ishaskes. There is one type of Ishaskes now, and we have to resort to the fact that it's beyond the of the Rikeach to invest his Mecher with the vested right. So that means, since it's beyond the of the Rikeach to invest the Mecher with a certain vested right, so it's considered as if he's already vested, as if the Mecher is already invested with him. Since the Rikeach has the potential of investing his Mecher with that vested right, so it's considered as if he's already invested with that right of paying the Nizek with the bodies. Mimele, since on account of the Biyode, so it's considered, we have to consider as if the Mecher already has the right to pay the Nizek with the bodies. Mimele, since the Mecher has the potential vested right of paying, he has the Mecher, Ishaskes tells us that the Mecher, the Ruven, has a potential vested right of paying the Nizek with the boys. Since the Mecher has a potential vested right, so the Rikeach acquires it actually. But that's the pshat in the Gemara, according to Adam Shemi, for Achilik and the Rashi Tesis. So, according to Rashi Tesis, there are two types of pshat. According to the other Mishnah, according to the Rosh, and according to a Rosh in Tinsres, in Suves, so then, when Gemara says, Yehoche bin Zoki namine Yehoche, it doesn't mean bin Zoki and not Dalchei, but it means bin Zoki and even Zoki. So, he is entitled, bin Yis, bin Atorah, Alachaskabo Bechamo Balchei, who Minatora is only entitled with the Buyas, that's how they explain it. And the Mizokin Amen Imoche, not like Rashi and Tesis explain it, let Yehude, the Rikeach, tell the Nizek to take bitterness. No, but Mizokin Amen Imoche, let Yehude force Shimon the Nizek to take the Buyas. Why? Because it's the Yode to invest his Mecher, Ruven, to have the vested right to give Shimon the boys. So,
since the Meichia has the potential vested right of giving the Nizek Ziboyes some melee on the basis of Mamoch HaMishim Yusei because of his Chavu Yodin. Yehuda the Rikeach acquires the potential vested right of Ruben HaMeir. That's a big chiddush. That the Mitzad HaLoche of Mamoch HaMishim Yusei because of his Chavu Yodin. So the Rikeach is able to acquire not only the actual vested right of the Meicheira, but even the potential vested rights of the Meicheira. It's tremendous chiddush, but it's the same din of Ishaskes that is applied to Tzvasisho, is applied to Nizek and Terot. That's the basic machlekes chiddush. According to Rashi and Teisves, there are two types of Ishaskes. One type of Ishaskes is based upon Mohadish and Shady called Sushet of Yodin, and we resort to Ishaskes because without Ishaskes we would say, as far as Mohadish and Shady called Sushet of Yodin is concerned, so it only implies that the Rikeach has all the vested rights that the Mecher possessed, not originally, but that the Mecher possessed 1 minute before the Soda Idias was sold to the Rikeach, not anymore rights, but because of Ishaskes, because of the ability, the potential by Rikeach to invest the Meicher with certain rights, so in Melee the Rikeach acquires the original vested rights of the Meicher. Not just the vested rights that the Meicher possessed 1 minute before the Sodiyas was sold to the Rikeach. That's one Ishaskes called Russian Jesus. And the other Ishaskes is by way of the four settlement, vis-a-vis Elizabeth. So the four settlement must be settlement, so they must supply the benefit. So only vis-a-vis Elizabeth he can force a settlement upon the Elizabeth. But vis-a-vis the Malchay, he is not in a position to give him benefit to supply him inducement, a consideration. Some Melee, he cannot say Ishaskes vis-a-vis the Malchim. That's Rashi Teisves. According to the Ramban, so in the Rosh, so then Ishaskes implies that since it's beyond it to invest the Meicher with a certain vested line, so the Meicher is considered as if he had already been invested with that right. So in other words, so the Rikeach acquires not only the original vested rights that the Meicher had, but the Rikeach acquires certain rights that the Meicher never originally had. But the Rikeach acquires all the potential vested rights. So seeing the Rikeach is in a position to invest the Meicher with a certain right, so that means that the Meicher has a potential vested right. So the Rikeach acquires actually the potential vested right of the Meicher. That's according to the analogy. Alright, now let's see the Gemara in Shmos. Thank you.
So this is in Surah Kuftes says,